tell me about the vote last night on city council elections and what it's going to mean?
Well, yes. Our city received what's called a demand letter. That's a letter from an attorney saying that if we don't do district elections in a certain time period, he will take us to court and sue us. And we were in the position, we had 45 days to make a decision. The letter came a little over 40 days ago. We had to make a decision last night whether or not we did one of four things. Examples of those things were to fight it in court or to pass an ordinance that moved us to district elections. And last night, after a discussion about the likelihood of winning in court, and most cities and school boards don't win in court against this particular lawsuit, and it can cost between $3 million and up to fight it and then lose and still have to do district elections anyway, we, I think, made a wise and unanimous decision to move forward with district elections and to look at how to do an ordinance for it.
Okay. What are some of the positive things that are going to emerge from this? What's the best-case scenario on this?
Well, we will be in compliance with the California Voter Rights Act, which is, of course, always a good thing. Federal Voter Rights Acts and California Voter Rights Acts, those are good things to be in compliance with. But I personally think district elections have some other benefits. Some of the benefits of district elections include that a person knows exactly who their representative is. And they feel closer to the person who lives in the region that they live in, as opposed to at large. But clearly the intent is, we have never had in the city of Santa Rosa anyone serve on council from the southwest part of town, at least not in the last 30 years. And we've had like 80% have been in the northeast part of town. So the idea is that all the parts of our town should have representation. One of the claims the attorney is making is that we have what's called racially polarized voting and that the minority vote is being diluted so their voice isn't heard. And that those are aspects of the Voting Rights Act that we don't want to be violating. And he will hope to prove that in court. If we can go to district elections, that becomes a safe harbor from lawsuit, and it gives a better opportunity for folks who live, for example, in the Southwest to have a direct representative on our council.
Okay. Is Roseland annexation any part of this calculus?
I'm glad you asked about Roseland annexation. Yes. We are about to annex Roseland, and that's another 7,000, 8,000 people. And when we do that annexation, we would have naturally had to redraw district lines. We have negotiated with the attorney and asked the attorney that's threatening to sue us if we can have a little time extension so we can draw our maps after the Roseland annexation is completed, so that Roseland will be included in the district map drawings. And I think that's very important. Whether or not we now have problems with the Voting Rights Act, there's evidence possible that the attorney believes is enough. After Roseland is annexed, it's very likely that we would have had this problem come up at that time. So the annexation of Roseland with its larger Latino population would have been a factor. And I'm really appreciative of the attorney for allowing us to finish the annexation this year before we go into completing the maps for where the district lines are so that we can include Roseland in our process.
So when is it likely that the first elections with district lines would be held?
The attorney specified that he wanted November of 2018, and if we are fast and very careful and do everything right, we can make that deadline. So we're hoping that all the candidates for the 2018 city council election will understand their district boundaries.
As a city council member, is this do you have some worry that this is a funny way to make laws and to have a process where you're sued and you sort of get to a place where you want to be, but that place has been gotten to by this roundabout method?
Well, nobody wants their city to be sued, and I certainly wouldn't want to have a lawsuit for our city. It's where we are now. We did try in 2012 to put district elections on the ballot. We knew this was likely to be coming. A city of our size with a geographic region of predominantly Latinos that had never been represented directly on council was a pretty good red flag for us that we may have a problem. So we tried to solve the problem in 2012 by having a public vote to switch to district elections, and unfortunately that vote failed. So we pretty much have been waiting since that vote for when the shoe would drop with a lawsuit. It was our only other mechanism to move forward, really. So I'm not happy, but I'm really glad that what we got was a demand letter that allows us to negotiate and to do it within the safe harbor and keep our costs down, and that our council unanimously decided to go forward. I really rather do that than do what, say, Palmdale did, which is already spend over $4.5 million in his attorney's fees.
Wow. Just so I'm not missing anything, you said that I would be equally interested, perhaps, in the other thing that happened last night, and maybe I'm missing something. What else did you vote on last night?
Oh, we confirmed a garbage contract.
Oh, okay.
So our garbage hauler has now been selected. We have a new garbage hauler.
And that's Recology, and that seems like it's going to be a very strong thing for the city.
I think they are an excellent firm, and that we're anticipating having good service. We certainly have a new plan that improves our oversight of the service we receive. Unfortunately, service is a lot more expensive than it used to be. Recyclables aren't as valuable as they used to be. And we're going to experience some sticker shock, but all of our bids came in about that range, so we're going to have to live with it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, Julie.
Well, thank you.
And I hope to be able to talk to you more about other things happening in Santa Rosa in the near future.
All right. Take care, and thank you for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.